Greetings to the house of Jacob, who worship Yahweh. May the divine influence be with you. This is part 6 of all the verses on grace and mercy. You can follow along with the article by going to thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Grace and mercy is found in the Word Studies menu. We will continue in the Psalms, which is loaded with praises to Yahweh and is very inspirational because of the loving commitment he shows to his lovingly committed ones who love him and put their trust in him alone. Psalm 118, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, because his mercy, or loving commitment, endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy, or loving commitment, endures forever. Let the house of Aaron, the priesthood, now say that his mercy, or loving commitment, endures forever. Let them now that revere Yahweh say that his mercy, or loving commitment, endures forever. Verse 29. O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy, or loving commitment, endures forever. Psalm 119:29. Remove from me false ways, and grant, or graciously teach, me your Torah. Verse 58. I entreated your favor, or presence, with my whole heart. Be merciful, or show favor, unto me according to your word. Verse 64. The land, O Yahweh, is full of your mercy, or loving commitment. Teach me your statutes. Verse 76. Let, I pray you, your merciful kindness, or loving commitment, be for my comfort according to your word unto your servant. Let your tender mercies, or deep compassions, come unto me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. Verse 124. Deal with your servant according to your mercy, or loving commitment, and teach me your statutes. Verse 132. Look you upon me, and be merciful, or show favor unto me, as you do right ruling unto those that love your name. Verse 156. Great are your tender mercies, or deep compassions, O Yahweh. Give me life according to your judgments. Verse 170. Let my supplication, or prayer, or petition for favor, come before you. Deliver me according to your word. According to your word, the promise of preservation and deliverance to those of Abraham's seed through Jacob, whom Yahweh covenanted with. Psalm 123:2. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon Yahweh our Elohim, until that he has mercy upon, or shows favor to us. Have mercy upon, or show favor to us, O Yahweh. Have mercy upon, or show favor to us, for we are exceedingly filled with mockery. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are of the insolent, and with mockery of the arrogant. Psalm 130, verse 7. Let Israel hope in Yahweh, for with Yahweh there is mercy, or loving commitment, and with him is plenteous deliverance. And he shall deliver Israel from all his iniquities. Grace, mercy, and redemption are exclusively to and for the children of Israel. The sons of Adam are Yahweh's children in the earth, whom he loves, guards, and has compassion for. Yahweh chose Abraham and made a covenant and promises with him and his offspring through Isaac and Jacob. Yahweh married our ancestors at Sinai, gave them the laws, statutes, and ordinances, the blessings of obedience and the curses of disobedience. He took them by the hand and instructed them in the way. The way was eventually called Christianity. It's not a religion. It is a way of life. It is the history and the heritage of our race. When our ancestors became habitual idolaters and race-mixing whores, Yahweh divorced them and cast them off. Most of them never came back, lost their identity and history, and forgot Yahweh, hence lost sheep. When Christ died for us, his death reconciled and redeemed us back to him. It also nullified his own law of marriage and divorce, providing a path back to him through Yeshua, hence our kinsman redeemer. Hence, his loving commitment because of the promises made to Abraham. Now that is deep compassion and loving commitment. A Song of Degrees, remembering David and his zeal to build Yahweh a house. Psalm 132:9. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints, or lovingly committed ones, shout for joy. Verse 16. I will also close her, Zion's, priests with salvation, and her saints, or lovingly committed ones, shall shout aloud for joy. Every time mercy is used in this psalm, it's H 26:17, loving commitment. Psalm 136:1. O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy, or loving commitment, endures forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his loving commitment endures forever. O give thanks to Yahweh of sovereigns, for his loving commitment endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his loving commitment endures forever. To him that by wisdom made the sky, for his loving commitment endures forever. To him that stretched out the land above the waters, for his loving commitment endures forever. To him that made great lights, for his loving commitment endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his loving commitment endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his loving commitment endures forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his loving commitment endures forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his loving commitment endures forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his loving commitment endures forever. To him which divided the sea of reeds into parts, for his loving commitment endures forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his loving commitment endures forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the sea of reeds, for his loving commitment endures forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his loving commitment endures forever. To him which smote great kings, for his loving commitment endures forever. And slew famous kings, for his loving commitment endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his loving commitment endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his loving commitment endures forever. And gave them their land for a heritage, for his loving commitment endures forever. Even a heritage unto Israel his servant, for his loving commitment endures forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his loving commitment endures forever. and has rescued us from our enemies, for his loving commitment endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his loving commitment endures forever. O give thanks unto the Elohim of heaven, for his loving commitment endures forever. Whoever does not want to return loving commitment to Yahweh and be recognized as a lovingly committed saint is an idiot. Psalms 138:7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will keep me alive. You shall stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my hated enemies, and your right hand shall save me. Yahweh will complete that which concerns me. Your mercy, or loving commitment, O Yahweh, endures forever. Forsake not the works of your own hands. Psalm 143:11. Preserve my life from the hated enemy, O Yahweh, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble, and of your mercy, or loving commitment, cut off my hated enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am your servant. Psalm 145:8. Yahweh is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy, or loving commitment. Yahweh is good to all, and his tender mercies, or deep compassions, are over all his works. We Israelites are his works. Verse 10. All your works shall praise you, O Yahweh, and your saints, or lovingly committed ones, shall bless you. They shall speak of your glory, of your kingdom, and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of Adam his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Yahweh is righteous in all his ways, and holy, or lovingly committed, in all his works, meaning us. This is a good example of why studying is awesome. Listen to what this is really saying when you use the original meanings. Yahweh is gracious and compassionate, very patient, and of great loving commitment. Yahweh's deep compassions are over all Israelites. All your Israelites shall praise you, O Yahweh. Your lovingly committed ones shall bless you. We shall speak of the glory of your reign and talk of your victory, to make known to the sons of Adam his power and the glorious splendor of his reign. Yahweh is righteous in all his ways and lovingly committed in all his Israelites. It's so sad and such a shame that most of our people are not lovingly committed to him. They love their Haimi Jesus, but Haimi's not the one with the authority on grace and mercy. Psalm 147:11. Yahweh takes pleasure in them that hold him in awe, in those that expect in his mercy, or loving commitment. Our unlearned and deceived kinsmen must understand that they can't hope or expect to receive loving commitment from him if they don't reverence his laws, or even know them, or even know him. Psalm 148:14. He also exalts the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, or lovingly committed ones, of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise you, Yahweh. Psalm 148:14 tells us the identity of the saints. They are of Jacob Israel, not just those who are canonized by some man-made church establishment. Only the children of Jacob can be saints. Psalm 149:1. Praise you, Yahweh. Sing unto Yahweh a new song, and praise in the kahal, or congregation, of saints. or lovingly committed ones. Let the saints, or let the lovingly committed ones, be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Do the Psalms not make you want to love Yahweh even more? To step up your game as a lovingly committed one? While the churches go around claiming they are saved by grace and ignorantly sitting in their own pew in lip service, David is asking Yahweh for his mercy, for his loving commitment. The Psalms show that grace only comes with repentance and following the way. That mercy and compassion come from Yahweh's promise to Abraham. That Yahweh shows favor and loving commitment to his lovingly committed ones. Proverbs 1:8. My son, hear the discipline of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace, or a fair wreath upon your head, and chains about your neck. The fair wreath is a crown of loving commitment, which comes from following the Torah, which was given to our people. The Torah was given to Abraham's seed. The favor, or grace, we receive is from the promises made to Abraham when we follow the way. Proverbs 2:6. For Yahweh gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of his saints, or lovingly committed ones. Proverbs 3:1. My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Let not mercy, or loving commitment, and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck, write them upon the table of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of Elohim and man. My son, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and counsel. So shall wisdom and counsel be life unto your soul, and grace, or an adorning, to your neck. The Septuagint has, and it shall be health to your flesh, and safety to your bones. Verse 34, surely he scorneth the scorners, but he gives grace, or favor, or acceptance, unto the lowly. Proverbs 4:8, exalt her, speaking of wisdom, and she shall promote you. She shall bring you to honor when you do embrace her. She shall give to your head an ornament of grace, or a fair wreath. A crown of glory shall she deliver to you. Proverbs 6:34. For jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare, or show compassion in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though you give many gifts. This is talking about what a man will do to another if he messes with his wife. This is also referring to what Yahweh will do to those that cheat on him with Jewish Jesus. If you are dating Jewish Jesus in the day of vengeance, don't expect to be spared. Proverbs 8:33. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the Adam that hears wisdom, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, still speaking of wisdom, findeth life, and shall obtain favor, or delight, or goodwill, or acceptance of Yahweh. But he that sins against me wrongeth his soul. All they that hate me love death. Proverbs 11:27. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, or grace, or delight, or pleasure. But he that seeketh mischief, mischief shall come unto him. Proverbs 12:2. A good man obtains favor, or delight, or pleasure, of Yahweh, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies, or deep compassions, of the wicked are cruel. The Septuagint has, but the bowels of the ungodly are unmerciful. The Jews think of us goyim as cattle, and through their usury and draconian regulations are unmerciful to us. It can be shown that the coding on our fiat currency means no mercy for the sheep. Bastards. Proverbs 13:15. Good understanding giveth favor, or grace, or acceptance. But the way of transgressors is hated, or tends to destruction. Proverbs 14:9. Fools make a mock at the guilt offering for sin. But among the righteous there is favor, or delight, or acceptance. He that despises his neighbor sins, but he that has mercy on, or shows favor to the poor, happy is he. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy, or loving commitment, and truth shall be to them that devise good. He that oppresses the poor reproacheth his Maker, but he that honors him, speaking of Yahweh, has mercy, or shows favor, to the poor. The king's favor, or delight, or pleasure, is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causes shame. Proverbs 16:6. By mercy, or loving commitment, and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of Yahweh men depart from evil. Proverbs 19:16. He that keeps the commandment keeps his own soul, but he that despises his ways shall die. He that has pity upon, or shows favor to, the poor lends unto Yahweh, and that which he has given will he, Yahweh, pay him again. The desire of a man is his kindness, or loving commitment, and a poor man is better than a liar. A lovingly committed Adamite shows loving commitment to his brethren. Part of the definition of H 26:17, chesed, is a reproach, or shame. Verse 22 can be translated as, the greed of an Adam is his reproach. Proverbs 20:28. Mercy, or loving commitment, and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy, or loving commitment. Proverbs 21:10. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no favor, or kindness, or pity, or mercy in his eyes. He that follows after righteousness and mercy, or loving commitment, finds life, righteousness, and honor. H 26:17, chesed, is connected to the second great commandment, which is love thy kinsmen. Yahshua is our kinsman. Our race is our kin. That is why we are called the body of Christ. We are to have loving commitment to each other as the Father has towards us. Proverbs 26:24. He that hates disassembles with his lips and lays up falsehood within him. When he speaks fair, or kindly, or favorably, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart, whose hatred is covered by dissimulation. His wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. Dissimulation is the act of hiding under a false appearance, hypocrisy. This describes the churches which hate the truth. They don't even know they hate it. They lay up the falsehood within them and appear to speak favorably to God, but believe them not, for their heart is filled with abominations. Their ignorant hatred is full of hypocrisy. What are the seven abominations? Abomination 1, a proud look. They're proud to be Jew lovers, and they're saved, prayed up, paid up, and waiting to go up. Abomination number 2, a lying tongue, telling falsehood, even in ignorance, spreading the untempered mortar of Judeo doctrine. Abomination number 3, hands that shed innocent blood, murder, and by supporting Israel, they support the Antichrist, which supports Israelite genocide. Abomination 4, a heart that devises wicked imaginations. When they accept Jewish Jesus into their hearts, how can they not have wicked plans, works, and thoughts? Abomination number 5, feet that are swift in running to mischief. Their intentions may be good, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Abomination 6, a false witness that speaks lies. They can't be witnesses of truth because they believe lies. And abomination number 7, which is pretty bad. He that sows discord among the brethren. They will fight for their Jewish Jesus and their religious delusions and deny loving commitment to their brethren because of it. Proverbs 28:13, he that covers his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy, or compassion. He that rebukes a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. Would you rather be slapped with the truth than kissed with a lie? Proverbs 31:26, she, a virtuous woman, opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness, or loving commitment. Proverbs 31:30, favor, or loveliness, or charm, is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that reveres Yahweh, she shall be praised. Grace in Proverbs is described as a crown of loving commitment. Grace is favor. Favor is the delight and pleasure of Yahweh which is shown to the righteous and lovingly committed ones. Keeping his commandments brings mercy. Mercy towards your kinsmen is having loving commitment which brings life. Mercy is compassion. Ecclesiastes 9:1. For all this I took to heart, even to search out all this, that the righteous and the wise and their deeds are in the hand of Elohim. No man knows whether love or hatred awaits him. It is the same for all, one event to the righteous and to the wrong. Solomon is speaking about death. Verse 11, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to the men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare. So are the sons of Adam snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. Exactly why we must always walk in Yahweh's ways, so we may find favor with him to preserve us in this life and deliver us in that day. We all will die, but we all will not receive grace and mercy. Song of Solomon 8:10. I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. Then was I in his eyes as one that found favor, or peace. Favor here is H7965, shalom shalom, meaning well, happy, safe, prosperity, peace, holy, with a W. Solomon's reign was a time of prosperity and peace, until his later years when he took many strange, racially alien wives and their gods. The kingdom was divided by Yahweh because of it. Yahweh hates race mixing and idolatry. Wisdom of Solomon 3:9. They that put their trust in him shall understand the truth, and such as be steadfast in love shall abide with him, for grace, or favor, and mercy, or loving commitment, is to his saints, or lovingly committed ones, and he has care for his elect, or chosen ones. Wisdom 4:13. He, being made perfect in a short time, fulfilled a long time, for his soul pleased Yahweh. Therefore hastened he to take him away from among the wicked. This the people saw, and understood it not, neither laid they up this in their minds, that his grace, or favor, and mercy, or loving commitment, is with his saints, or lovingly committed ones, and that he has respect, or watches over, his chosen. Wisdom 6:6. For mercy, or loving commitment, will soon pardon the lowest, but mighty men shall be mightily tested. Wisdom 9:1. O Elohim of my fathers, and Yahweh of mercy, or loving commitment, Yahweh, who has made all things with your word, give me wisdom that sitteth by your throne, and reject me not from among your servants. For I, your servant, and son of your handmaid, am a feeble person, and short-lived, and too young for the understanding of judgment and laws. Chapter 11 is wisdom leading the Israelites through the desert. Wisdom 11:9. For when they were tried, albeit but in mercy, or loving commitment, chastised, they knew how the ungodly were judged in wrath and tormented, thirsting in another manner than the just, referring to turning the rivers to blood in Egypt. That thirst demonstrated that Yahweh had punished their adversaries. Verse 10, for these, the just, you did admonish and try as a father, but the other, the unjust, as a severe king, you did punish and condemn. But you had mercy, or compassion, upon all, for you can do all things, and wink at the sins of men, because they should repent. For you love all things that are, and abhor nothing which you had made, for never would you have made anything if you had hated it. And how could anything have endured if it had not been your will, or been preserved if not called by you? But you spared, or had compassion on, all, for they are yours, O Yahweh, your lover of the living. Yahweh had compassion on all of Israel, but those that did not obey him and complained were destroyed. All Israel shall be saved does not mean every single Israelite. It means a remnant of the lovingly committed ones shall receive grace and mercy. God's Lessons for Israel, Wisdom 12:19. But by such works have you taught your people that the just man should be merciful, or kind, and lovingly committed, and has made your children to be of a good hope that you give repentance for sins. For if you did punish the enemies of your children and the condemned to death with such deliberation or great care and indulgence, giving them time and place whereby they might be delivered from their wickedness, with how great circumspection did you judge your own sons, unto whose fathers you had sworn and made covenants and good promises? Therefore, whereas you do chasten us, you scourgest our enemies 1,000 times more, to the intent that, when we judge, we should carefully think of your goodness, and when we ourselves are judged, we should look for mercy, or loving commitment. Even the apocryphal literature teaches that the merciful loving commitment comes from the promises made to Abraham and is exclusively for Israel. The benefits of worshiping the true Elohim, Wisdom 15:1. But you, O Elohim, are gracious and true, long-suffering and in mercy, or loving commitment, rule all things. For if we sin, we are yours, knowing your power, but we will not sin, knowing that we are counted yours. For to know you is perfect righteousness. Yea, to know your power is the root of immortality. True worshippers of Yahweh will not suffer the second death. Wisdom 16:10. But your children not the very teeth of venomous serpents overcame, for your mercy, or loving commitment, was ever by them, and healed them. For they were pricked, that they should remember your words, and were quickly delivered, that not falling into deep forgetfulness, they might be continually mindful of your goodness. Speaking of the bronze serpent in the desert, which was actually a type of thermometer, which warned the Israelites to take cover from the intense radiation of the sun in their tents when the sun was blazing. The serpents were actually the mirage in the desert, and if the people did not obey the signs, they would be scorched and badly burned. Wisdom 16:24. For the creation that serves you, who are the maker, increases his strength against the unrighteous for their punishment, and abateth his strength for the benefit of such as put their trust in you. Therefore, even then it was altered into all fashions, referring to the fire that punished the enemy while it protected the children of Israel, and was obedient to your grace, or favor, or loving commitment, that nourishes all things according to the desire of them that had need, or those that made supplication to Yahweh, that your children, O Yahweh, whom you love, might know that it is not the growing of crops that feeds man, but that it is your word which preserves them that put their trust in you. The Sea of Reeds, Wisdom 19:1. As for the ungodly, wrath came upon them without mercy, or without loving commitment, or favor, or pity, unto the end, for Yahweh knew before what the Egyptians would do. The Egyptians were still a mostly white nation at that time, and were racial kinsmen to Israel. The Hamites did not keep their Adamic heritage, and were not preserved as a people because of it. They did not receive grace or mercy because they remained pagan and race-mixed themselves out of existence. Jeremiah prophesied of their doom as well. Sirach 1:13. Whoso feareth Yahweh, it shall go well with him at the last, and he shall find favor, or merciful kindness, in the day of his death. Sirach 2:7. You that fear Yahweh, wait for, or look for, hope in, or expect, His mercy, or loving commitment, and go not aside, lest you fall. You that fear Yahweh, trust in Him, and your reward shall not fail. You that fear Yahweh, expect good and for everlasting joy and mercy, or loving commitment. Look at the generations of old and see, did ever any trust in Yahweh and was confounded or disappointed? Or did any abide in His fear and was forsaken? Or whom did He ever despise that called upon Him? For Yahweh is full of compassion and mercy, or loving commitment, long-suffering, or patient, and very pitiful, or merciful, and forgives sins and saves in a time of affliction. Woe be to fearful hearts and faint hands, and the sinner that goes two ways. That's speaking about the ones that go to church on Sun God Day and then go right back to their sinful ways in ignorance, believing they are saved Christians by God's mercy and grace, all the while they are in reality and, in fact, have become Antichrist twofold children of hell. Notice, in verse 10 it says, generations of old. Grace and mercy are connected to the generations of Adam, as the Bible is the book of the generations of Adam, Genesis 5:1. Continuing in chapter 2, verse 17, they that fear Yahweh will prepare their hearts and humble their souls in His sight, saying, we will fall into the hands of Yahweh and not into the hands of men. For as His majesty is, so is His mercy, or loving commitment. You have to give yourself over to Yeshua. You have to repent, which means change your ways. You have to be as a child and get some learning, which is done by deep studying. You have to trust fully and always in Yahweh in every circumstance and not in men. Being a lovingly committed Christian is a daily lifestyle, a heritage, a way of life. If you are living the daily lifestyle of the way, you are following the two great commandments and therefore demonstrating that you are a lovingly committed one, which is what you are supposed to be doing, and therefore you will be shown loving commitment by Yahweh, which is what He does, because by His word and His promise to Abraham, He is supposed to keep His word, and does. And that is why grace and mercy is unmerited. Grace and mercy is something we are supposed to do. Like a lovingly committed body of Christ, it's Yahweh and His children working in unison. Give, receive, give, receive. Show mercy, receive mercy. Show compassion, receive compassion. Show obedience, receive blessings. Follow the way, receive life everlasting. Humility, Sirach 3:17. My son, go on with your business in humility. So shall you be beloved by those whom Elohim accepts. The greater you are, the more humble yourself, and you shall find favor or delight or acceptance before Yahweh. My son, go on with your business in humility, so that you be loved of Him that is approved. Precepts for Everyday Living, Sirach 5:4. Say not, I have sinned, and what harm has happened unto me? For Yahweh is long-suffering. He will in no wise let you go. Concerning propitiation, be not without fear to add sin unto sin, or do not be so confident of forgiveness that you add sin to sin. And say not, His mercy is great, He will be pacified for the multitude of my sins, for mercy and wrath come from him, and his indignation rests upon sinners. Make no tarrying to turn back to Yahweh, and put not off from day to day, for suddenly shall the wrath of Yahweh come forth, and in your security you shall be destroyed, and perish in the day of vengeance. But I guess if you trust your church doctrine, then you won't have to listen to what these scriptures say, because the law was done away with, and you go to church every Sunday, and you are secure, because you are saved already. Might want to read this section again. Sirach 11:15. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the law are of Yahweh. Love and the way of good works are from him. Error and darkness had their beginning together with sinners, and evil shall wax old with them that glory therein. The gift of Yahweh remaineth with the godly, or lovingly committed ones, and his favor, or loving commitment, brings prosperity forever. There is some that wax rich by his wariness, or care and niggardship, and this is the portion of his reward. Whereas he says, I have found rest, and now will eat continually of my goods, and yet he knows not what time shall come upon him, and that he must leave those things to others and die. The blessing of Yahweh is in the reward of the godly, or the lovingly committed ones, and suddenly he makes his blessings flourish. Sirach 16:11. And if there be one stiff-necked among the people, it is marvel if he escape unpunished, for mercy, or loving commitment, and wrath are with him. He is mighty to forgive, and to pour out wrath. As his mercy, or loving commitment, is great, so is his correction also. He judges a man according to his works. The sinner shall not escape with his spoils, or with his rapture ticket. And the patience of the godly, or lovingly committed ones, shall not be disappointed. Make way for every work of mercy, or good deed, for every man shall find according to his works. Yahweh hardened Pharaoh, that he should not know him, that his powerful works might be known to the world. His mercy, or loving commitment, is manifest to every creation, and he has separated his light from the darkness with an adamant. The Majesty of Yahweh, Sirach 18:10. As a drop of water unto the sea, and a gravel stone in comparison of the sand, so are 1,000 years to the days of eternity. Therefore is Elohim patient with them, and pours forth his mercy, or loving commitment, upon them. He saw and perceived their end to be evil, therefore he multiplied his compassion, or grants them forgiveness all the more. The mercy of man is towards his neighbor, but the mercy of Yahweh is upon all flesh. He reproves and nurtures and teaches and brings again, as a shepherd, his flock. He has mercy, or loving commitment, on them that receive discipline and that diligently seek after his judgments. Before judgment, examine yourself, and in the day of visitation ye shall find mercy. Sirach 21:16. The talking of a fool is like a burden in the way, but grace, or delight, or favor, shall be found in the lips of the wise. Here's a good one the churches should look at. Sirach 23:1. O Yahweh, Father and Governor of all my whole life, leave me not to their counsels, or designs, or doctrines, and let me not fall by them. Who will correct my thought, and put the doctrine of wisdom in my heart, that they may not spare me in my ignorance, neither let their faults pass, lest my ignorances increase, and my sins abound to my destruction. And I fall before my adversaries, and my enemy rejoice over me, whose hope is far from your mercy. Sounds like Sirach understood that if he believed church doctrine, that he would be ignorant, his sins would abound to his destruction, and his hope would be far from Yahweh's mercy. It matters who and what we believe in, and how we understand the original words in Scripture. Sirach 28:2. Forgive your neighbor the hurt that he has done unto you, so shall your sins also be forgiven when you pray. One man bears hatred against another, and does he seek pardon from Yahweh? He shows no mercy to man, which is like himself, and does he ask forgiveness of his own sins? Sirach 29:8. Yet have you patience with a man in poor estate or humble circumstances, and delay not to show him mercy, or compassion and loving commitment. Help the poor for the commandment's sake, and turn him not away because of his poverty. Lose your money for your brother and your friend, and let it not rust under a stone to be lost. Lay up your treasure according to the commandments of the Most High, and it shall bring you more profit than gold. Mercy is compassion, which is loving commitment, which is what we must give in order to receive. Sirach 32:16. He that serves Yahweh shall be accepted with favor, and his prayer shall reach unto the clouds. The prayer of him that humbles himself goes through the clouds, and ceaseth not till it come near the Most High, and will not depart till the Most High have respect thereunto to judge righteously and to execute judgment. For Yahweh will not be slack, neither will the Most High tarry long from them, till he has cut in two the loins of the unmerciful, and repaid vengeance to the nations, till he has taken away the multitude of the cruel, and broken the scepter of unrighteousness, till he have rendered to every man according to his deeds, and to the works of men according to their devices, till he has judged the cause of his people, and made them to rejoice in his mercy, or loving commitment. Mercy, or loving commitment, is seasonable in the time of affliction, as clouds of rain in the time of drought. Sirach 35:14. Whoso feareth Yahweh will receive his discipline, and they that seek him early shall find favor. Sirach 36:12. O Yahweh, have mercy, or loving commitment, upon the people that is called by your name, and upon Israel whom you have named your firstborn. As the clay is in the potter's hand, to fashion it at his pleasure, so is man in the hand of him that made him, to render to them as liketh himself best. O be merciful, or lovingly committed, unto Jerusalem, your holy city, the place of your rest. Good is set against evil, and life against death. So is the godly, or lovingly committed ones, against the sinner, and the sinner against the godly, or lovingly committed ones. Sirach 47:20. Speaking of Solomon, you did stain your honor and pollute your seed, so that you brought wrath upon your children, and was grieved for your folly. So the kingdom was divided, and out of Ephraim ruled a rebellious kingdom. But Yahweh will never leave off his mercy, or loving commitment. Neither shall any of his works perish, neither will he abolish the posterity of his elect, or chosen ones. And the seed of him that loves him he will not take away. Wherefore he gave a remnant unto Jacob, and out of him a root unto David. More clues that link grace and mercy to the children of Jacob. A benediction, Sirach 50:22. Now therefore bless you the Elohim of all, which only does wondrous things everywhere, which exalt our days from the womb, and dealeth with us according to his mercy, or loving commitment. Part of the definition of H7356 for compassion is also womb. Yahweh knew us before we were born, and certainly has loving commitment to us in the womb, as we are his children, born from above, into the seed line which was promised everlasting loving commitment. Verse 23. He grants us joyfulness of heart, and that peace may be in our days in Israel forever, that he would confirm his mercy, or loving commitment, with us, and deliver us at his time. Chapter 51 is the prayer of Jesus, son of Sirach, who is thanking and praising Yahweh. Sirach 51:8. Then thought I upon your mercy, or loving commitment, O Yahweh, and upon your acts of old, how you delivered such as wait for you, and save them out of the hands of the enemies. Let your soul rejoice in his mercy, or loving commitment, and be not ashamed of his praise. Work your work betimes, and in his time he will give you your reward.